This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Another 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you are on it. Remember, we're sponsored by MyPillow. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. And Agenda is your promo code, all sorts of things at MyPillow. Okay, Final Blitz, this is what's being said on Drudge this morning. Final Blitz, make America safe again? 15,000 troops to the border. Now remember, I gave you that number to begin with. That's when this whole thing started shaking out. Would you believe 25,000 to top the first go-around? That's what's really going to happen. 25,000 troops to the border. So, I mean, that's just what we're hearing. So you're seeing it in the news now. This is the whole point about this, that it's right here. It's on Drudge. It's right now. And you can see it for yourself where they're declaring 15,000 troops to the border. But my sources tell me 25. So, now, we can fiddle around with the numbers, but I think that it's something like that. So we've got it right so far. I guess what the question is, that once everybody's there, what's going to happen? Are we going to let them cross the border? Are they going to take one step inside the country and get our rights? We need to rethink all that stuff, because this is a disaster waiting to happen on a bigger scale. This is nothing more than really the beta test for Mexico to see how this thing is going to go. Now, the word is that they're going to go to McAllen, Texas as a group. The original plans, as everybody was talking about, was Tijuana. Now, we were kind of poo-pooing that, because if you take a look at the map in Mexico and the location where they're at, they're on the west coast of Mexico right now. If you try and go from Oaxaca, which is where they're at right now in that area, it's very mountainous and it's very arduous. So if you take it and go up towards McAllen, Texas, first of all, it's the shortest route to the United States. It's right there. It's hundreds of miles shorter than Tijuana, although they have to traverse now going northeast, which they probably didn't plan to do. So that's going to add some mileage to them. It's going to probably put them, I would say, pretty close to 4 or 5 days from now. Shocking. Shocking. the other part of it, though, that this has been kind of a slowdown, is that the Mexican government and other people, from what we're hearing, we got this information yesterday. I'll tell you when it was about 11 o'clock. Last night. I know, what are we doing up at that time? that they started to, the shifting was going to start really taking place to go to McAllen, but also that the transportation, apparently the connects that they were anticipating was not going to come through. Came through as a text to me from on the ground. That's what you're getting here on Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, Chris Street's going to be joining us in the next hour, 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this because yesterday, as you know, tech stocks drubbed again. This is a big, big drop for the tech stocks, and everybody's fearing what's happening there. $2 trillion, $2 trillion have been lost to the tech stocks, and this is something that is not going to go away politely, if you know what I mean. And the real key question for us in New California is what's going to happen to those tech stocks in Silicon Valley? Well, everybody knows what's going to happen. Things are going to go to hell in a handbasket quickly. Everybody says wait until March and April. We're not waiting until March and April. In fact, today we're sending off to the President of the United States the California resolution, which is really what's known as the Restored Government of California resolution, which goes back to the Restored Government of Virginia, the Restored Virginia Government, as it was, West Virginia, yeah, Virginia government. And that was as a fallout when Virginia left the Union to become part of the Confederacy. How's that for Civil War knowledge? A lot of people probably don't even know that that occurred, but that's what we're watching. That's what we're focusing on here at New California. We think that we are in the exact same place as West Virginia vis-a-vis Virginia and the Confederacy back in 1861. And that's why we were smart enough to get out in front of this and pass a resolution last week with the a joint session in the Assembly and the Senate of the New California. And we're forwarding that to the President today. Just a little heads up out there. Today, that will be in front of him. So that, we think, is in preparation of other things. And those other things being what? Those other things, of course, being what's going to happen to California as the downturn really hits. Now, California, even Jerry Brown predicted this. How nice that he's going to be leaving office and the state's going to go down the tubes. Oh, hey, while I was governor, you know, it's going to be left to Gavin Newsom, or John Cox. I don't know. It's just a matter of time now, isn't it? Anyway, happy Halloween, one day out, right? All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. Yeah, that was last night. Trick-or-treaters galore in my neighborhood, which is kind of interesting. It seems that there's more celebration going on in the neighborhood for traditional family values and so on. I'm just, Alder and the Obama era, everything was just down. And now that Trump's come in, you know, there's a lot more people running around, a lot more trick-or-treaters and that sort of thing. Black cats had to haul the black cat inside the house, you know, because, you know, people like black cats. And what is that thing with black cats on Halloween? I don't know. But we had to. Poor Tux, he has to be inside the... He doesn't like being inside. What's up with a cat who doesn't like being inside? It's a wonderful little cat, though. That's just the way it rolls around the studio here. Anyway, if you can see that what I'm getting at in terms of New California and Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley produces all the capital gains for California, pretty much for the taxes that California runs on. And now all of a sudden, there's going to be a precipitous drop in that money for California. Now, California state cannot withstand the loss of billions of dollars in tax revenue. That's when it goes BK. Now, it won't go BK because states don't go BK. California can't go bankrupt. But California can become insolvent to the point where, first of all, it can't manage itself, and it won't. And that's going to be a problem. It's the moment California cannot govern itself and be stabilized, then, well, that's a whole different situation. The president can step in and do what he needs to do. And that is what is probably going to happen. Just to kind of give you a clue and a heads up. $2 trillion. Now, when Chris Street gets in, gets on deck here, we will be talking about that. But the caravan, it moves on. It moves on. $2 trillion in stocks, damage much, much worse than people talking about. Apple earnings could be lone bright star or spot. Father of Web says tech giants may have to be split up. Shocking! Shocking! Yeah. It's that time again. And it's a rarity. You know, the last time we really saw something like this was 1984. Orwell was right. It was AT&T, the split up of AT&T in 1984. Into the small baby bells, remember? I know. Those of you that are around in 1984 remember that. I very much remember that. My wife was a member of AT&T at the time, and the split up occurred, and blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. But the bottom line is it, it was good. Look, I mean, the reason why I say that is look at the telephony that we have today. Look at the look at all the options we have for telephones. It's a miracle device, really. And it wasn't that way before. All you do is you pick. Listen, I was in a house the other day. They had a dial-up phone. Do you even know what a dial-up phone is? It had a dial on it. You put your fingers in it, and you spun it around by the numbers. Where's your dial-up phone? Huh? Talk about antiquated. But they're around. Man, if you can get one, keep them, but they're antiquated. That's where we are with the techs right now. We're in the dial-up phase. We'll be back.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention, business.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
A dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things going on in Atascadero, San Luis Obispo. There's a tea party meeting going on, and we're going to be talking about New California down there. That's Monday the 5th. And in Yuba City, California, a conglomeration of several counties getting together to have a town hall on New California. That'll be the 5th also. Two tea parties in California having a big event, big events for New California. Something's afoot. I'm telling you, this thing is getting big. This New California thing, people are going nuts. I mean, I went out. I mean, I probably should read some of the things I get from people about New California and about California and the feces and California and the syringes, and oh, that's San Francisco, but actually it's happening all over the place. Public health one, but no one cares. I mean, a lot of these cities, these sanctuary cities in particular, just, you know, public defecation is okay. Public defecation, just express yourself. Well, you know, public defecation leads to diseases like typhus, but you know, that's just me. That's just the biologist in me coming up. Public health concern. Yeah, no concerns. Just defecate here. Defecate there. Defecate everywhere. Might as well. Everybody else is defecating here and there and everywhere. You too. You know, just drop trout. Boom, go. Or don't even wear your trousers anymore. That public nudity in San Francisco is a big thing. Sure, whatever you want. Nobody cares. Right. Well, you know, I do. That's why I don't go there anymore. And more people aren't. I mean, they're dropping their conferences and people aren't going. Why go to, it's a beautiful city when there's no feces around. Well, it's going to need a good scrubbing. You know, that's why the rains are important to California, because it washes all that away, right? Those good old rains that California, with the geoengineering that's going on, hey, let's call those people over at Berkeley and ask them to change up their little schedule of geoengineering and all that stuff. And all the chemicals and poisons that come from the powdery stuff that descends upon us here in California. I mean, it's portending something else, isn't it? Anyway, so 15,000 troops to the border promptly. There you go, to the border. And this is the latest that we've got from all this stuff. Trump says border troops could hit 15,000, surprising Pentagon. Oh, yeah, it's a big surprise from the Pentagon what's going to happen. He said yesterday that the number of military troops deployed to the United States could reach 15,000, roughly double the number the Pentagon said it currently plans for a mission whose dimensions are shifting daily, and there is the operational word, daily shifting. What is it? I mean, you're seeing things now, and I cannot confirm the direction of these things. I just have it on good faith. We're seeing tweets and stuff like that. We're seeing Facebook things. Actually, Facebook censored me today. Hey, hang on. I want to get this clip so you can hear. Listen, if you don't trust me, then you can listen to Donald J. Trump. And he can tell you what I just said about the troops and everything else. Okay, here we go.
Bring it all. Immigration is a very important subject. The Democrats have let immigration in our country get out of control with their horrible not allowing us to have any votes to get past. As far as the caravan, which is very dangerous, you see what's been happening. As far as the caravan is concerned, our military is out. We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. Nobody's coming in. We're not allowing people to come in. If you look at what happened in Mexico 2 days ago with the roughness of these people in the second caravan that's been forming, and also, frankly, in the first caravan, and now they have one forming in El Salvador, and we are thinking very seriously, immediately stopping aid to those countries.
The roughness. Remember I talked about this several days ago. The warning on Monday. I think it was Monday. That this is a different breed of cat that's coming across in these caravans. And, of course, now we've even been hearing from Fox News, William Longinus and Griff Jenkins. Griff Jenkins. Is his name Griffin? Anyway, we've been hearing about how rough these characters are. Actually, these caravans consist of about 85% men. And this is, and of course, they put the children up in front with, you know, unattended children. Now, hats off to the Mexican government, or Guatemalan government, excuse me. There were reports that were circulating in the media, and we got this confirmed, that there were unattended minors just walking along. No one knew who they were, just walking along. No parents were just walking with the group. I don't know if they got all caught. Anyway, so the Guatemalans identified, quickly went through and sifted through and found the children and pulled them out. I don't know which caravan that is. It's the one that's now forming, the one, the second one, or whatever. But we got that verified that they were doing it. So good for them. You know, nothing more monstrous than these children being trafficked into sex trafficking, right? Anyway, so that's been straightened out. But the Donald's got more to say about this little caravan business.
Because, frankly, they're doing nothing for the American people. Immigration is a very, very big and very dangerous, a really dangerous topic. And we're not going to allow people to come into our country that don't have the well-being of our country in mind.
Well, well, well. Well-being. Pretty deep subject, isn't it? Nothing like the well-being of our... Oh, let's see this one. This is popular in the community here. This is another one. Oh, another article about Donald Trump. He was in Florida last night. Okay, so he's going on the countryside with this whole thing about the caravans and stuff. I did read an article this morning. It's not this morning early. Somehow people found out I was up early in the morning. And the text messages started streaming in around 1 o'clock. What are you doing up at 1 o'clock? Hey, I'm just, you know, providing service. It's just I'm a human being, I'm a person. Anyway, Donald Trump is going to be going to five different states in the last several days. Blitzing the nation. Won't be making it to California. But we'll see what happens in California. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Chris, because he's down in the Orange County area. And that's going to be kind of a big deal, as far as I'm concerned, about what's going on with everything in Orange County. Okay, so the caravan is well on the caravans now. What we hear are three, and it's not going to stop at three. There's going to be more. Now, provided, they can round up some more kids and some more adults to start draining out of there. Now, there's going to be just massive numbers available to them as things start to really, really, really heat up in Colombia and Venezuela, in that area. And I'm talking about military stuff like that, because the Colombians sort of had it with Venezuela, and so has Brazil. Now, I know that there's people out there talking about it's the United States' fault, which I find very outrageous, actually. Yeah, you know, it's the United States' fault that all the military is actively involved in drug trading in Venezuela. I don't think so. And it's all about the United States and about flights from Tehran into Caracas with jihadis, right? It's all about that. Been going on for years. Yeah, that's the United States doing that. Anyway, you got to watch out who you watch on YouTube sometimes, guys. Some of that stuff is real disinformation. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
21 Radio. Man, where does the time go? You know what I mean? Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Tech stocks. That's, you know, I'm perseverating on tech stocks. let me get you the information about tech stocks.
But a tough month, certainly, as you said, for tech investors, even with today's gains. The NASDAQ, you heard Bertha talking about this, got hit hard. Its worst month since 2008. FANG names taking it on the chin in October. Facebook, you did see that sharp higher move today after that earnings report. Tough month, though, for the social network. Amazon also ugly. Its worst month since 2008. Netflix down nearly 20% in October. Alphabet down nearly 10%. Apple, and here's interesting, it's actually outperforming its FANG peers. It's down around 3% in October. The iPhone maker, of course, reports after the close tomorrow. Big test there for Apple bulls and could certainly help set the tone for tech investors as we kick off November. Also, the semis in focus. Check out the SMH down some 12% in the month of October. One notable name.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Tech stocks. we're gonna be talking about those with Chris Street. That's why I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a primer, sometimes known as a primer. I have a lot of people listening to me in Silicon Valley. I know that. And I really appreciate your listenership. I'm not telling you bad news. I'm telling you news you already know. The rest of the world is now finding out. And, of course, that's going to be not a good thing for the state of California. And that's my point. I mean, that's my only issue, my only issue going forward about this whole deal. That's my only issue with that. So you need to know. I don't hate Silicon Valley. I mean, sure, you only have 120-some billionaires living there. Who's to me? No oligarchs. There's not one oligarch. No oligarchs. No oligarchs, please. Isn't that amazing? Okay, I'm having fun. It's okay. It's getting close. The crawl is here. Remember, I talk about the crawl all the time. So, well, not all the time, but when I get to Thursday, it's like, God, can I make it this Saturday? That's just a radio thing. You know, it's just a radio thing. It's just what we do in radio. Everybody's got to yearn for the weekend, right? The weekend is coming. That's that whole work thing. You get to Wednesday, it's called hump day for a reason. It's a humper, as they say. It's kind of interesting how this whole tech stock thing is going to shake out. We're gonna really get into that. And the impact upon the United States, of course. That's going to be another one. Okay, so getting back into the campaign thing, Oprah Winfrey is going to rally with Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Boy, they're really pouring a lot of assets into Georgia, into that race down there. Streisand doesn't matter. Oh, this what is up with this woman? There was a tweet about her. She's getting fat, and she's getting fatter because of Donald Trump. Jane Fonda, Amy Schumer to appear on voter telephone. Shocking. Shocking. Libertarian could trigger runoff. You know, trigger in governor race. That would be kind of interesting. So Oprah set for rallies with Stacey Abrams. And this Stacey Abrams is quite the socialist. Man. She's going to knock door to door. Could you imagine? Hey, I'm Oprah. Yeah, right. Everybody likes that. Says she's heading to campaign for Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Says the star will join Abrams, the Democratic candidate, on Thursday. If Abrams wins the race, she'll be the first black woman governor in the history of the U.S. Big names in Democratic politics are also rallying to help Abrams in the final stretch of the election. Winfrey's visit comes just a day ahead of former President Barack Obama's trip to Atlanta to campaign for Abrams and other Democrats on the ballot. Other senior Democrats who have campaigned in state for Abrams include former Vice President Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker. Get your book on. Get your Pocahontas on. But Pocahontas can't be called Pocahontas anymore because, quite frankly, she just doesn't cut the mustard in terms of Indianship, if you know what I mean. Winfrey has rarely campaigned in person with political candidates, but did so with Obama in 2008. She endorsed Hillary Clinton in her presidential bid in 2016, and Winfrey will join Abrams on Thursday, November 1st, at two town hall conversations with constituents in Cobb County and DeKalb County. She will also be knocking on doors in these last few days of early voting in the state, encouraging eligible voters to cast their ballots many times for Abrams. The many times is not an I put that in there as sarcasm. Georgia has been the focus on intense scrutiny over allegations of voter suppression. I'm surprised, really. What about voter suppression in California of the voters being suppressed so that are conservative Republican? Abrams' Republican opponent in the gubernatorial race, Brian Kemp, is also the secretary of state in charge of elections. In a televised debate last week, she accused Kemp of creating an atmosphere of fear for voters. Kemp called the voter suppression allegations a farce. Even so, this is one of the tightest governor races in this election. Polling analyzed by 58.8, there's a real reputable firm, has had the opponents neck and neck. Do you believe the polls anymore? No, no one believes them anymore. That's because, hey, I want to do a poll. I'm going to do a poll today. Let's do it. Let's get her done. Let's get her done. Which is why Kemp is also taking no chances. On the same day as Oprah's door-to-door knocking in town halls for Abrams, Vice President Mike Pence will be hosting events with Kemp in Dalton, Savannah, and Grovetown. Pence's visit will be followed by a flying visit on Sunday from President Trump, who already endorsed Kemp and has been tweeting hard in support of him. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Trump tweets, by the way. You can get Trump tweets on agenda21radio.news. Oh, we have them there, yeah. We actually do have them there. This comes from BuzzFeed, by the way. So will Kemp, will she stay or will she go? And will, what about the Oprah influence? It didn't really work really well for Hillary. Did you hear her comment the other day about Cory Booker and Eric Holder? That the moderator mistook Cory Booker and said Cory Booker, it was the kicking in the head business. And she said that Cory Booker made the comment, and Clinton corrected her and said, "Oh, that was Eric Holder." And then quickly she said back, "Oh, they all look the same." No racist there.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow pop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Democracy and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yeah, tech stocks. Can't get away from this tech stocks business, if you know what I mean. Agenda 21 Radio coffee is here. Piping hot. Sometimes I'm afraid I'm going to scold myself. Nothing like a little, no, scald myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Listen, it's early. It's in the Pacific Coast, it's early. Chris Street's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. And those of you that want to hear what's going on with the tech stocks and all the other things that are happening, you can get on board with that one. Bench strength. I guess everybody kind of likes Kavanaugh on the bench. He's been doing some good things, I guess, jocular type stuff and all the stuff that you would expect from a new seated justice of the Supreme Court, which is, of course, to understand. Here we go. I like this guy. This guy is so good for the Republican Party. I mean, if you know anything about the gubernatorial or the DNC chair, he's quite the guy. He's quite the guy, and he's been making some interesting comments, and we're so glad that he is around making interesting comments. I mean, really, he's the kind of guy you want to have making comments.
Slamming the president's to fix, but offering no solutions.
They have to distract. They have to fearmonger. And his dog Tom whistle Perez. Of all dog whistles is immigration.
And dog whistle.
True. For so long. And you know what? When they go low, we go vote.
That is DNC Chairman Tom Perez referring to President Trump's campaign ad that showed an illegal immigrant laughing in court after killing two sheriff's deputies. So how could the president's immigration agenda be impacted by the midterms? Washington Examiner contributor Ryan Gradusky and Democratic strategist Chuck Rocha are here to debate. Chuck, I will start with you. Also went on to say this is the president at his worst. What do you make of that?
Well, I think Tom is running the DNC, and he's got to motivate his base just like the president does. Now, I do something weird for a living. I run campaigns. I don't talk about campaigns. I actually run them for a living. So what I'm seeing out there is every year in an off-year election, you have massive drop-off of people who don't, like my grandmama. Old Mama, she used to just vote every 4 years for president and not worry about the off-year elections. It's up to both parties to motivate their bases, to get new people who normally only vote in a presidential campaign to actually show up. That's what you see the president doing with this immigration.
So you're saying that this is a motivation tactic by the Democratic Party?
No, correct? I would say that the president is sending people to our border. He's demonizing Latinos because he's got to motivate his white Republican conservative base, and that's why he does it.
Ryan, what do you say to that?
I think this is a major concern. If you look at most polls, the number one concern for Republicans is immigration. And listen, there are over 10,000 people now headed to our border. We have no idea who they are. Many could have criminal records. We don't know. They'll overwhelm the system and they'll flood the border, and many will make their way into the interior of the United States. It's a major concern, and especially in border states like Arizona, which have a senatorial and gubernatorial election this year. So I think he's doing the thing that the president should do. And yes, it will motivate Republicans, but he's working as a president right now, not just the campaigner.
Chuck, is there reason to be concerned? I mean, as of right now, you don't necessarily hear a lot of concern from the party, and you also aren't hearing a ton of solutions.
Sure, there were solutions that were brought up in this Congress this year. This is why the Republicans do this, Jillian, is they have the control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. They could literally fix this, pass a bill, and it would be fixed forever, but they refuse to fix it because they love to use it as a political issue. When you have all controls of all power, even the Supreme Court, you could fix this tomorrow.
Okay, that's not true. Can I just interrupt?
Go ahead, Ryan.
That is not true. Republicans have 51 seats in the United States Senate.
That's a majority in East Texas, where I'm from, Ryan.
That's not enough to pass a bill, though, with immigration. You need
51
60
is
votes.
Half of 500.
That is not true. No, Democrats had a supermajority in 2008, 2009.
All
didn't do anything
Democrats
about it.
Democrats had whatever, Ryan.
They didn't have a majority.
Let Ryan finish, Chuck, for a second.
They did have a majority. The president did, the House Republicans proposed two immigration bills in the last year alone. They didn't get a single Democratic vote, not even for super popular things like E-Verify, which is supported by 88% of the American public, and just make sure that illegal aliens can't take Americans' jobs. Now, there's very common sense immigration reforms that Democrats won't even garner a single vote for, and that the Republicans would love their support. They would love their help. But unless it's mass amnesty and open borders, Democrats just simply aren't interested, and we're not going to have any.
Yeah, it's all part of the gig now, isn't it? It's all part of the gig. They all want the mass immigration. This is all part of their totalitarian scheme. This is the laughing jackal, Mr. Roca, as I would call him. Because it means voters for them. I mean, this is how they get voters. They get voters by opening up the borders. That's the way they roll. Open up them borders. Bring us your voters. Got to get our border under control, guys. Completely under control. Not like what we have now at all. Vote. Republicans, let's try this technique. Vote early and vote often. See what happens to us. Don't do that.
2-1-1-0.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. We're going to be talking quite a bit about New California here coming up. I know a lot of people were being publicized quite heavily in a lot of different publications around the nation and around the world. Epoch Times. A little shout out there on Epoch Times. Actually, there's going to be something about a rally tomorrow down in San Francisco in City Hall. I'll get that to you. That came to us by the Epoch Times, paper. And it was it's old school. It's old school. Listen, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you want to talk about papers and newspapers and how it was being reported? I mean, it was it's absolutely staggering that Epoch Times is basically becoming the worldwide. Now, this is not a paid advertisement, but I have to give them some props because they've written some fantastic articles about New California. By the way, we understand the president listens to or watches, reads Epoch Times every day. It's the first thing on his desk. He goes through that. So that's kind of an interesting thing. But it's really, it harkens back to the old days of reading newspaper. And it's a real newspaper, too. You know, it's kind of like, wow, where'd this come from? We've sort of everything's tech, everything has been high tech, and all of a sudden you get this paper that's the old school way, and reporters reporting the news, and you decide. I mean, it's really, Fox News is really starting to go left on everybody. I think everybody kind of sees that. You have islands now of conservatism and reporting and conservative shows and so on. But watch the weekend Fox stuff. You want to be really on the left, go right ahead. But you know that it's pretty blatant. It's almost like CNN, some of the Fox News stuff that's going on the weekends. In fact, it's just as bad as CNN. The very, very aggressive questioning of conservatives. It's really, it's conservatives that question very aggressive. So that's disturbing. I don't like to see that. I don't like to see that kind of stuff. But Epoch Times gives you a fair and balanced, really fair and balanced approach, because the reporters are reporting real hard news. And that's very refreshing. It's not fake news. It's real news. They do their actual own reporting. The reporter's out in the field. Anyway, so Epoch Times, big supporter of them. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street's coming up next here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com for all the news and information and where you can see a town hall and participate in California. And it is Facebook until they censor us, which they always do. Anyway, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.